USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 14-year-old boy followed 10-year-old Lily Peters out of her aunt's home Sunday night in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. The complaint says he strangled and assaulted her on a walking trail. The underage boy is being held on $1 million bail. It's fire season in America. Nearly a dozen new large fires were reported since the weekend. Four in New Mexico, three in Colorado, and one each in Florida, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Texas. Another four blazes have popped up, two in Colorado and one in Oklahoma and Virginia. The fires collectively have destroyed hundreds of structures, triggered evacuations in several states, and killed at least one person in Nebraska. A SpaceX capsule carrying four astronauts, including the first black woman, Jessica Watkins, to join the International Space Station crew.
Dragon, SpaceX on the big loop, 12 good hooks, hard capture complete.
USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
The Biden administration's removal of Title 42 at the border is on hold. For now,
a judge has ordered a 2-week halt on phasing out pandemic-related restrictions on seeking asylum, which are set to expire May 23rd. Wednesday's decision is only a temporary setback for the Biden administration. The federal judge appeared sympathetic with Louisiana and other states that sued to keep Title 42. That restriction denies migrants a chance at asylum on grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The United States says it has credible information that Russian military units in Ukraine, Donetsk region, executed Ukrainians who were attempting to surrender. Beth Van Schaack, the United States Ambassador at Large for the Global Criminal Justice, told the United Nations Wednesday that the United States has credible reports of individuals being executed with signs of torture and horrific accounts of violence against women and girls. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
It's been a long time since the protest on January 6, 2021, and for some Americans, their home right now is the Pennsylvania Penitentiary. No trial, no day in court, simply the Biden administration holding Americans against their will. Political prisoner Jake Lang on One America News Wednesday describes that day.
It turned into like a warfare scene where we got ambushed, unarmed and peacefully protesting. They started shooting tear gas canisters into the crowd. I mean, these are big, heavy, it's like kind of like a paint canister, smashing into people, indiscriminately firing rubber bullets and, paintball-style bullets that are filled with pepper spray into the crowd. We felt like our voice was completely unheard. The election was stolen. And then outside the Capitol, these bunch of crooks were just going to go ahead and continue with their, stealing of the election and not even redress their grievances. I mean, 1 million-plus people gathered. We should be able to have our voices heard without being ambushed and attacked violently by U.S. Capitol Police and the Metropolitan Police Department.
A SpaceX capsule carrying four astronauts, including the first black woman to join the International Space Station crew, successfully docked with the ISS overnight, kicking off a 5-month mission. This mission, called Crew 4, marks a return to the crewed launches that SpaceX conducts in partnership with NASA after the company concluded the first all-private mission to the space station for wealthy paying customers on Monday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.